love you. We love you, Lord.
We worship you.
We live to know you, Jesus.
We adore you, Jesus.
We live just to know you, Lord. We
want to
know you more. We want to know you more, Jesus. We need you. We need you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, praise.
We love you, Jesus.
Oh,
we need you, Lord.
Jesus.
We need you more.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We long for you.
Praise you, Father God.
Hallelujah, Father. Oh,
we Lord, seek your face, Jesus.
Oh, Father God.
We're looking for you,
Jesus.
Lord.
We love
thank
you.
Continually.
Oh,
looking for you, Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We receive you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
We love you so much, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We exalt you,
Lord. We're seeking your face.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. We're seeking your face, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
We love you, Jesus.
You're all that we need.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Jesus.
We glorify you. We magnify you.
We love you, Father.
You're all we'll ever need, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know the Holy Spirit reminded me
hallelujah, Jesus.
That scripture
thank
says,
you, Jesus.
I will rejoice and be glad. And he reminded me that we rejoice first and then we be glad.
Yes, hallelujah.
So we rejoice and
yes,
then we just naturally
hallelujah,
be glad.
Amen.
And I just thank him for that. No matter what we're going through, we need to exalt him, glorify him, magnify him greater than any problem. Mm-hmm. If your life is totally miserable, you have at least heaven to look forward to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We have so
Jesus,
much more to rejoice
yes,
about.
Hallelujah,
so we magnify
Jesus,
you, God. Just
thank
magnify
you,
the Lord.
Hallelujah,
he's greater than any
Jesus,
problem.
Yes.
He can do
hallelujah,
the impossible. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will
thank
rejoice
you, Lord.
In you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. We rejoice
great
in you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We rejoice in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Just want to continue. He wants to continue to just say a little bit about what Terry just said. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Father. Thank
Paul
you,
spoke this. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If I can find it.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm all over the place. You know that I know where it's at.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
He said this, it's not important for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelation. Well, I knew a man 14 years ago. He says in the body, he was very, very, he's removing himself from himself vicariously speaking here. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. He had a tremendous vision experience. He was caught up into the third heaven. I knew such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful. In other words, he said, I cannot articulate them. It's beyond human capacity to say it. Such a one I'll glory, yet not of myself. I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, and I will say the truth, and now I forbear, lest any man think of me above that which he sees me to be and hears me to be, and lest that I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations. Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 that if there's anything that's going to bring Satan's vengeance against you to try to destroy you is the amount of knowledge that you have of who God is according to his word. And Paul was walking in that. He said, there was given unto me, not of God. Make sure you get that part straight. But from Satan, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And this thing I sought the Lord. I mean, here's a man that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament and wrote the book on grace. The most expository expertise book. The literary expertise of the book of Romans is still studied, just not even from a spiritual standpoint, from an academic standpoint. They say, how could a man understand so much to bring two worlds together? He brought the Old Testament and the New Testament together in perfect harmony and showed how we're justified by the grace of God. And yet, whatever it was that came against him, and we've defined that in previous verses in times gone by, it was so strong that it brought him to his knees at three different times in his ministry. And he had to have the Lord of the church, Jesus Christ, come to him and reiterate. And this is what he said. I sought the Lord three times that this thing, this messenger, he had a messenger straight from the throne room of hell. Now, that's a graduation gift right there. When you're doing so much that something from hell is specifically assigned to you, you must be aggravating hell quite a bit. He said, this is what the Lord said when he kept saying, you got to get me out of this. You got to deliver me from this thing that keeps coming. God said, Christ said, my grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
For my strength is made perfect in your weakness.
Amen.
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities or in the midst of my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now get this part straight. God didn't do it so the devil would come and then he could get the glory. But because the devil did come, God stepped up, Christ stepped up and said, look, what you've got to understand is that when this thing does come and when it levies everything that it possibly can against you to cause you to want to quit, then you've got a choice. And this was the choice that he made. Therefore, I take pleasure. He went beyond. He actually went beyond just a place of victory and choosing this. He said, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's what it really boils down to is it's a matter of choice. Like you said.
Amen.
I will rejoice.
Yes.
I will. Do you know how many people, excuse me, you'll think that I'm just picking on this. How many people worldwide didn't go to church this morning because they didn't feel like it? Do you know how many people get to church and won't lift their hands because they don't feel like it? Do you know how many people are in a place where they just won't go forward because they don't feel like it? Paul said this, I found something about his grace. It was sufficient so that in the midst of the worst of the worst. Don't we sing a song about that? Something like, that's not your spirit, but your surrounding circumstances. When I'm in the valley low. Hey, that'd be a good one to sing. I bet Matt can find it. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What do you got on the plan? What are we supposed to be doing this morning, Pastor? Probably, if he aggravates us, we'll just worship all service long.
Hallelujah.
That's the best thing I know. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
So go on and aggravate us, devil.
Yes.
And just take the torment, because we'll just worship God the whole service.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We adore you. We glorify you.
Now, I'd like for you to just to think about the day that you received Jesus. Mm-hmm. That was the turning point in your life. Satan had no more control.
Amen.
Jesus took control then.
Yeah.
I don't care if you were 2 years old. I know someone that received the Lord when she was 2.5 years old.
Mm-mm.
I don't care if you was 12, 20, 30, 40, 50, or 100.
Jeez.
The day you did that, Satan had no more control.
Amen.
That's right.
So I have a new song in my mouth.
Amen.
I want you to sing this with me.
Little
children, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Lift your hands up high and rejoice. You're a child of the King. So little children, rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Lift your hearts up high and rejoice. You're a child of the King. So can you imagine? Is your daddy a king on this earth? No. But your heavenly Father is a king. Lord Jesus, the Lord of your life, is the King. So little children, rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Lift your hands up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King. Yes, little children, rejoice. You're a child of the King. Rejoice, 'cause you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Lift your hands up high and rejoice, you're a child of the King. Yes, that's right, Lord. That's right, Lord Jesus.
We rejoice.
You alone are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we can rejoice. We can rejoice, Lord. Your praise can continually be in our mouths, Jesus. We worship you today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you that you gave your lives just for us, Lord. You made a new way for us. Jesus. We receive what you've done, Lord. We receive all that you have done for us. It's a good life, Lord, because you're here. You're in it, Jesus. You're in control. We let you have control, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We live for you alone. We live to know you, Jesus. You're all we'll ever need. We are your children. And that is enough, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That is enough, Lord.
Now, you know what we teach around here? We teach that emotions, when you can't trust them, you got something higher than emotions.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's the truth of God's Word.
Yes.
But when we started that song, I began to see something in my spirit, and I saw myself bended down on one knee and smoke and fire and smudged face, blood, dented shields. See, this is warfare. And it's not pretty. And we're going into revival. And we are beloved. The King that is behind us is all powerful. Now, what's across the field is a shouting army. And they want to intimidate us. David starts out in Psalms 18 and he says this, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And he names that the Lord is his rock, his fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and he cried and cried unto my God, and he heard me out of his holy temple, out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was angry. He's angry at what was coming against David, his beloved. There went up smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth and devoured coals. Isn't that amazing? This is the image of your Father who loves you. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon the cherub and did fly. He did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret pavilion, and round about him were dark waters. And what an ominous picture of your God. What a powerful picture of your God. At the brightness that was before him and his thick clouds passed, hailstones and fire and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones, coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and he scattered them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shot out lightnings and discomforted them. The channels of the waters were seen, at the foundations of the world were discovered at your rebuke. O Lord, at the blast of thy nostrils, he sent from above. He took me and drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, from those that were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. Hallelujah. He brought me forth also into a large place, and he delivered me because he delighted in me. Hallelujah. We've got an opportunity for him to delight in us this morning and to worship him. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquities. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my God. Hallelujah. Here's somebody quoting it in front of me. To my righteousness, according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. In God, it's coming on me. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
We worship you,
Jesus. Jesus.
Holy is your name, Lord.
With the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. With the upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, you'll show yourself pure. The froward, you'll show yourself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people. But bring down the high look. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop. And by my God have I leaped over a wall. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Father.
It's a momentum that... Porakiske, chevraso, peteste veti, chikaproto. The Lord said this, some of you need to close the field on your enemy. He said some of you need to cross the field on your enemy. The only way I can describe this is the picture that he's given me right now. If you've ever been so carnal, I don't know who did, to watch great movies like Braveheart. Insurmountable odds. Vicious attacks coming against insurmountable odds. But at some point, they or any kind of illustration like that decided, like David, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. It doesn't matter if it's 100 to 1, 1,000 to 1. See, this is what I heard the Lord say. Some of you have got on the other side of the field. Some of you have got an accuser over there. Oh, come on. Something's on the other side. There's fear screaming at you. There's an offense on the other side. What's affecting somebody else over here? They can't hear what you're hearing. Somebody's screaming over there. There's a devil across the field, and he looks 10 times bigger than you, and there's 50 of them. Some of them are screaming offense against the brethren. Some of them are screaming accusation against the brethren. Some of them are screaming offense. Some of them are screaming fear. Some of them are screaming anxiety. Some of them are screaming panic. Some of them are screaming, I just can't do it. Some of them are screaming a lot of different things. And the Lord said this, you need to close. Don't wait on them like David did when he saw Goliath and the Spirit of God came on him.
Hallelujah.
Close the field on your enemy.
Hallelujah.
Close the field on your enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to cross this field.
Yes. Amen.
I'm asking you.
Amen.
To come up here and worship with me.
Yes.
And
Hallelujah.
Worship like Hallelujah. Whatever it is.
Thank you, Lord.
If it's an accuser of the brethren.
Hallelujah, Father.
If it's a fear. If it's an anxiety. What you're doing is you're closing the field on your enemy. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm asking you, don't be so stubborn to sit there.
Hallelujah, Father.
Don't be so stubborn to sit there.
Yes. We worship and exalt.
Come forward.
Yes.
Worship God.
Worship your way through.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, we're in a open
hallelujah.
Field. We're not on the defense, God. We're not on the run.
Thank you.
We worship you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Now, if you're hallelujah. Going through something physical, you can have a seat on the front. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
we worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pushing back the darkness.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Father,
Jesus.
Not by power, by might, but by your spirit.
Jesus. Go ahead, Matt. Would you?
Hallelujah. Lord, thank you, Lord.
Put that same one in there again. We worship you, Jesus.
We magnify you.
We worship you, Jesus. Some of you, and there's been a season in your life recently where the enemy has tried to redefine who you are. He's tried to redefine you maybe through your kids, maybe through your marriage, maybe through your body. But God says today is a day where you cross the field. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God wants to put you back. Not that you've lost anything in Him, but He wants to restore something fresh and anew in you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now listen,
thank you,
is it all right for us to just have church?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo,
listen,
Lord.
We don't know anything else but just to let the anointing flow.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
We want to have revival.
Yes.
It's not a circus, but it's revival.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Mm, thank you, Jesus.
This house is yours to worship Him in.
Yes. Hallelujah.
While we're getting healed.
Yes.
If you want to find a place to pray, if you want to find a place to worship, the kids rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Everybody allowing the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
To just bring that anointing. What is going to bring us into revival is the anointing.
Yes.
That breaks
right.
The yoke.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a planned program. Hallelujah. Listen. What He wants me to do right now, what He wants us to do, if you fall in that category where you feel like, I know I've got the victory, I'm crossing the field on Him this morning, but He's been recently trying to redefine my life.
Hallelujah.
And I've been hearing a lot like, you're not going to make it physically, you're not going to make it spiritually, you're not going to make it in your family with your kids or your marriage or your finances. Now that may include all of it, but This is really a call from the Holy Spirit. He's saying there has been something that you've noticed recently that has just really pressed. It has done everything it possibly could. If that's you, I want you to come and stand in front of me right now. I want to lay hands on you for just a moment. I see you coming. I saw you identifying with that. Praise God, and a lot of you are. Hallelujah. I want the rest of you to stretch your faith this way. I want the elders to continue to stand up here with me and pray. And get ready for the Holy Spirit to move upon these lives.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. I worship you, Jesus. Alex, I want you to come and stand. You're with my friend. Come, if you can find a place.
We worship you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Would you stretch your faith this way? Matt, whatever the Holy Spirit says back there, you're not going to interrupt us. It'll be right on target, right on plan. I just praise you, Father. Let the glory of God thunder in this house. Let the power of God, Father, I thank you that you continue to do what you want to do. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Jesus, right now. The Lord wants me to tell you, son, that you're coming forward to this morning, and even you're getting out of bed and coming to here. This is not a usual place for you, but you've been here a number of times recently. But this decision was a decision that was given to you by the grace of God. Because what is coming upon you now is going to recalibrate, recalculate, and change. Look for strength. Look and watch a strength come upon you as of now, saith the Spirit of grace. For change in your life, for going forward and seeing things about who I am as a loving Father to you, and a desire to get involved in every part of your life. Now, in the name of Jesus and by the authority that is given to us, we close the gap and we come against this enemy in the name of Jesus, this destruction. And I release the power of God over his mind and over his emotions and over his family. Father, you put all these things together. Once you can do it again. I release the life of God into this family now in the name of Jesus. And I release the life of God into my friend. Let the glory of God come upon you. That's him. That's him. What you're feeling, yeah, you're saying, yeah, that's right. You know that's a witness on the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mando carese. Jesus. Jesus right now. This is the spirit of what we're under right now. Just what you saw in the spirit and what's about to happen for you and anybody else that's standing in this.
When we were worshiping, I saw a scrawny figure. Looked like King David. And he had the whip over his head and it was whistling, and I could hear that whistling, and it was like whoop, 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 and he was getting with it. And I felt like that was us, and I felt like I could receive that, and anyone else who could receive it.
Crossing the field.
Crossing that field and just getting with it and just jumping right into that whatever.
Amen, amen. Well, get ready. Oh, excuse me. Get ready to receive for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Ansokaraje. Mendekereseatu. Zabronde kefriecini. There, release. Don't carry it. Just release it. Just release it. You know, there's a great anointing just to yield. It takes something to yield. He just did. Matt, do you have a "You are holy like no other"? Jesus. Abakiato fresti mande keresetie. Jesus. Oh, now in this, yield. Jesus. Ikaresene. Mende kedosio da kale frembe di astiavro solta la macreste. Jedda freman siete le bakototo. Tell the people to practice, and I will help them. To practice on every opportunity the yielding of their spirit man to me, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Do you agree, Howard? I love to hear him say, I agree. Howard's got more power, and I agree, than anybody I know. He's practicing. When he says, I agree, all of hell scurries. Miss Marcia? How many of you know Miss Marcia's dad went to heaven?
Praise you, Jesus. God is an awesome, wonderful, glorious God. And my dad's homegoing was glorious and wonderful. We just rejoiced through the whole service. There were really good testimonies of his life, and something I learned that I didn't even know. I thought my dad had accepted the Lord when he was a teenager, but I found out when the pastor was sharing that my dad accepted the Lord when he was 7 in the very church that we had the service in. And his grandparents had taken him to church, and he accepted the Lord, you know, at 7 years of age. So he always knew the Lord. And I thought it was really neat how Mom had picked out, you know, when we get to heaven, we're going to be young and whole and all that. And I thought it was neat how Mother picked out a young picture of my dad for to put in the paper and all that. And I thought, boy, she's led of the Lord. Doesn't even know it, you know, sometimes. And, you know, God is just so good and faithful. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm going to sing a song this morning. And it's the song I sang that day. And I know it's a song that Daddy would say and what he'd say to everyone. And for all that's ever had a loved one go on before, this is what they would say to us, you know, to keep on going. Don't grieve. Don't let that grief, you know, really overcome you. Instead, rejoice because they're in a better place. And if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you'll be there with them one day too. When we were worshiping this morning, I saw that field that Pastor was talking about. And then like Marty shared, I saw us running into those fields and the enemy was turning and running away. I just seen the enemy running away. And so, you know, we need to praise God. We need to worship God. We're going to do that throughout all eternity, but God wants us to worship Him now and serve Him now, that no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situations, just like that song that was played this morning, that was one of my dad's favorites when they came here, that we sang, you know, when I'm in that valley low or if I'm on the mountaintop, I'm going to praise the Lord. And that's something that he persevered. He was diagnosed at 29 years of age, and at 31, he had the first open-heart surgery. He was one of three in the United States of America to ever have the aorta valve replaced. And then when he had the second one was like 3 years later, and at that one, that's when really he died. They came and told my mother he had died, but God had a different plan. Daddy saw the light and all that, but he told the Lord, he said, no. He said, I can't leave my wife with these five little children. And my baby brother was only like three at that time. And he said, I just can't leave her with these kids. Please let me live long enough to raise my children. Well, he had 16 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren. He just lived to be 81 and 8 months old. I mean, he just kept going and persevering and trusting in God and pressing into God. And, you know, and that's what the minister said. He read some scriptures, and I wish I had the one main one that he had read, but about persevering and staying in there, that even when they told him, even when he was on disability after he'd went back to school and was a teacher and a principal and all that, well, he had to retire because the enemy came again and attacked him in his physical body. So he went on disability. And like the pastor said, how many people come off a disability and go back to work? You know, but he did. He had came off a disability, went back to work, and reached more people's lives for the glory of God. I know a lot of young men that were, their lives were changed because of my dad's witness and how he taught them about the Lord. Even when he was a school teacher and a principal, it didn't matter. He, you know, and so I just praise God and thank God for the heritage that I have, and that, you know, it doesn't matter where we're at in our life and in our walk, we can learn and we can persevere and we can go on. My dad kept deciding to go on, and he did, till now he's with the Lord. But he lived a good long life and blessed a lot of people. And he's got lots. I only know of maybe two in our family of that haven't accepted the Lord yet, but they're coming in. They have no chance but to come in because, you know, salvation, there's that heritage.
Hallelujah. I remember when we first met Don and his lovely wife, Cressy. And I'm not making light of it, but it was... He was supposed to die then, you know, within the next few days. And then we'd pray and he'd... So for 10 years, it was the next day he was going to go. He wasn't really trying to complain. He just, but he got filled with the Holy Ghost here. Yes, he did. I want to tell you how much I appreciate all of you being here. If I could just say as a father, I hope as a father, because I preface this by saying that first, because there's so many different ways that even something like this can be so misconstrued. When you're here, it makes a difference. It does. Anybody that's ministering, Homer can tell you, anybody that's ever, it makes a difference when we come together as a family. Saying that, there is clauses. There are so many different reasons. None of you ever have to hang your head when you come in here and say, I haven't been here a while. Listen, you don't pray, and all the glory to Him, you don't pray a lot of hours for 15 years that you don't get free and freer. We're getting freer. So you don't have to make excuses. When I preached a few months ago or last year, all things are yours. Some of you are involved in other ministries. Some of you are doing this. That doesn't bother me. But every chance you get, well, that's kind of weak. In fact, you'll have to make quality, powerful decisions to say, let's go to church. You know, the one that'll aggravate you to pieces, if you ever hear the Holy Spirit say this to you, is that when you say, I'm not going, and He says, well, if it was work or if it was pleasure, would you go? That'll aggravate you. If you could make an extra $100, would you go? You know, hallelujah. So, I appreciate you being here. All of you that possibly can during the week, and some of you live a long ways and gas and all that stuff, but quality decisions. And if you can't make it during the week, make it on Sunday. But hallelujah, we're going forward. Amen. Hallelujah. That went over pretty good. All of you were saying amen. Might have been just to hush me up. But at least it made me feel good. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. And man, that was a good service. I don't know where it went to. It just came and... How many of you believe that Immokalee is saved? Amen. And that we have all the monies necessary for this outpouring? Praise God. More than enough. More than enough. I was taking a ride with Julio a few weeks ago, and we had to go do some business. And he said, Pastor, there's plenty of money out there. I said, really? He goes, oh, yeah. It's out there. It's just when the church dies enough to get it over. I think he's right. Would you believe with me? Whatever your part is, even if it's just to pray this morning, would you be a part of it? Father, I love you. I thank you for the great grace that has come upon us. You are who you say you are. And I bless you, and I receive with them. And our going out of here today is with great rejoicing. And we receive all this. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, man, how is it when the anointing is when I think that I'm going to say something that may offend somebody, everybody goes, oh, yes, hallelujah, it's great. See, it feels so good because I don't know. I never have studied the rule books. I know you can get penalized for 12 men on the field, but I don't know that they'll even penalize you if you've just got 10 men on the field. That's in football. Homer says no. But you know it's hard to play every place when there's only 10 guys on the field. They probably don't penalize you if you've only got 4 men on the court or 8 men on the diamond or 8 men out there, and they probably don't penalize you. But you can tell something's missing. You can tell. I appreciate you guys so much for being here. Would you stand up this morning? When you bring this or when you don't bring it or whatever, fellowship one with another. Hug each other and thank the Lord that we had a good day. And I love you. Candy loves you. Have a wonderful day in Christ. Be blessed. Amen.